Yeah, well, it's something I and other councillors would have been lobbying for many, many years, and I would have had several motions into the council, and I'm pleased to say now that Donegal County Council and the Ballater have signed up yesterday now to an arrangement where the public will be able to use their state-of-the-art toilets that's in the Ballater already. And also the location is excellent as well, and the fact that it's in the middle of the Ballyfenston Order, just beside the bus stop. The fact that you have three national primary roads comes in there, all the football games, all the tourists, you have three hotels, people out walking. And then also the fact then that you have, say, McElhenney stores and so many shoppers coming and going. So it's an excellent location, and it's something that's been missing in Balbuffet for as long as I can remember, probably 30 years or more.
And as you say, quite an innovative scheme. Perhaps other towns and villages who lack public toilet facilities might take a bit of initiative from this.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually put it to the council there at the last two meetings that if they did not manage to come up with bring about this scheme that I was proposed, that they would take a small section in the shopping centre car park and purpose-built their own toilets. Like, it just had it gone on that long, and I was quite frustrated. But I must thank the officials in the council, Michael McGee, Harvey and David Freeland, also Connor and the Ballard, and this is the force of this sort of an agreement in the county. Like, I see of sort of replicating or putting up new buildings and that, and then I believe this is going to be a very good relationship building up now between the Ballard and the council. I have other hopes that we can actually work even closer, more than just in this. But today is about providing public toilets and the Ballater, and I just thank all of my colleagues who have supported this, all of my councillor colleagues and the MD have supported this from day one, this initiative. We have been fighting for it for maybe 2 years, so as I say, delighted this been signed off yesterday.